did you even rope me into this?
Because he roped me into this.
Well, the him over there, he roped me into this.
Well, he roped me into this.
Well, what about me? He roped me into this.
Well, that one over there roped me into this.
Well, he roped me into this.
Because he roped me into this.
Well, the him over there, he roped me into this.
Well, he roped me into this.
Well, what about me? He roped me into this.
Well, that one over there roped me into this.
Well, he roped me into this.
Because he roped me.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
It's a show where we talk about video games, nerd life, internet stuff, all the
cool
good
things you need to worry
life.
About in life. Yeah, exactly.
Really,
we're on the same wavelength.
We are on the same wavelength.
I think it's a sine wave.
That's it. It's not a square
nerds.
Wave.
Nope.
That's
not
or,
square.
At this point, I'm like, I'm really bad at trigonometry.
What are you doing?
I'm bad at math.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're here every Wednesday night to talk about really cool and maybe not so cool and maybe super nerdy, hopefully super nerdy and geeky things. So if you are new to joining the if you're new to the show, you're just joining,
The show.
New to joining the show.
I think by definition, you'd be new if you're joining.
Yeah, you would be. We've got a lot of really cool stuff out there, namely a website where you can get all of our previous audio, hopefully by the time. By the time I get home, all of the audio will be ready to get uploaded and everything. I think we're like 10 episodes behind.
Yeah.
And that's mainly my fault. So
yeah, it's all your fault.
Anyway,
you.
Just assume that in the future.
I do so much work for this.
You do.
I can't even, man.
You can't.
I can't believe you're slacking.
You can't even give me evidence of your work that you do.
I do work. I tell you the website, and that website is Experience Points, which is exppoints.com, but you have to double tap the P.
You have to do that, otherwise it won't work.
It
the
doesn't
internet,
work.
The internet will say nope.
Yeah.
Nope,
look, I got rid of the HTTP /// and the www.
That's nice.
You shortened
it up a lot.
Come on.
That was
you got two P's
entirely.
You can deal with your life.
So we have social media as well. If you want to go to the social media landing page, that's also at exppoints.com/social. Type that in. Go there. Like, subscribe, follow, tweet, and join our communities. They're really, really cool communities, some
they
of
are,
them.
They are, because we're there.
They're not as cool as they could be, though, because you could be
you're
in
not
it.
There.
You could be there.
We need you there.
We also have servers. If you want to go to exppoints.com/servers, you can see all the game servers that we have that we put up for you. Not for you, like, specifically, but I mean...
No, this was made special for you.
For you,
listener.
Right there.
Right there. You,
John,
sitting in your car,
Carl,
listening to me right now.
Steve, Sue,
yeah,
Beth,
there you go. Mary,
Johansson.
Johansson.
Johansson. Ben-Burn-Burr.
Ben-Bob.
We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what we did the previous week. This is Anamanaguchi with Airbrushed, the Rack remix. You're hearing it here exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Anamanaguchi with Airbrushed, the Rack remix. We're going to talk about what we did this previous week. Bear, in true Bear fashion, please take it away.
I got this. Last week, I was excited about Halo 5 because that was the thing that came out. But I realized that I had never actually played Halo 4. That's something I've never done in my life. So I actually went and picked up Halo 4. Turns out you can get really old games like that for super cheap.
Yeah, I was wondering. So, like, you asked if you could borrow
it. Yeah,
from me,
I asked, and then you took too long.
Oh, you didn't say anything
candy's
after
gone.
That.
Yeah, well, oh, that's because you never got
you
back
expected
to me.
Me to give
to
you
take
games.
Some initiative in your life.
You know, I think we see each other enough. You could have just said something
geez,
about
dude.
It.
No,
so you're
no,
playing it.
Yeah, so I'm playing it pretty far. I say pretty far. I'd say probably about a third of the way, if I had to guess.
Have you gotten to the spoilers part where Cortana does her thing?
Yes.
Unspoilers/spoilers.
Okay, /spoilers. Yes, I've gotten that far.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I picked that up for like $5. Mm-hmm. So whatever, I won't borrow your disc.
That's not a bad game for $5.
No. Well, but I said I took the 360 out of storage, dusted off, and the yellowed.
Yeah,
white of it is the
nice. Wow, wow. It's
yes,
one of the
it's yellow. Yeah. Oh no, I have an original. It's got the little chrome strip and everything. It's nice.
Very cool.
Very nice. So I did that. Also, for I'm on like a cheap gaming thing right now.
That's the best type of game sometimes.
Yeah, because you had mentioned Wildstar, I think, last time.
Yeah.
And it's literally free.
It's free.
Like literally.
Well, it's free to play.
There's
also
you can pay some money.
Yeah.
But like honestly, so far.
Are you an Esper? Are you a rabbit girl?
Yes, I am
a cat girl
yeah. thing. But and I am also a spell slinger.
Nice.
So yeah, it's like Gene Starwin.
Yeah.
He was a female and a cat in space.
Yeah.
Which he already was in space.
That
So yeah, that's the thing that exists. I'm enjoying it. You can definitely tell that team was from Blizzard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love like the dev team humor that they have just spread throughout the whole production.
I think I'm like the third zone from
okay.
the starting.
I think I'm level 8 right now.
Yeah, I think I'm like level 6 or 7 or whatever. Okay, yeah. So we need to friend up, or I'm not even sure what it's called.
Friend
game,
up.
But that's
whatever.
Cool.
However we get to be friends. Are you the blue people or the red people?
Blue people.
Blue people.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
The outlaws or the...
The
people that talk
we
like
obviously
cowboys.
Care a lot about this game, guys. Come on, it's free.
We're the people that are cowboys.
We're the cow... Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but no, dude, the guy at the very beginning of the game was such a jerk to you. He's like, well, I need to find my wife.
Well, you ain't my wife. Where is it? You're going to help me find her. And we're like, or I'm going to put two in you. And I'm like, two what? Oh, he's got a gun.
Well,
he's got a gun, everybody. No one's alarmed. Everybody is just...
We're in space. I woke up out of crisis. Crisis 3?
Cryo, now it's a crisis.
You. Yeah, exactly. Just like my other game, wake up in Halo. Never go in cryo storage. That is the lesson.
That's the start.
That's the takeaway.
Futurama?
Yeah, Futurama.
Fry would have never gotten, spoilers, if Fry would have never gotten into cryo, he'd have probably
You've
just lived
fine.
And died in New York.
As a delivery boy, instead of living and dying in New York as a delivery boy.
But in the future.
But in the future. Future delivery boy. Then, of course, I was playing Platoon.
Platoon.
Thank you. I can word stun.
You were
people.
Watching Platoon.
I was watching. Dude, I should do that. It was Pirates versus Ninjas, as I mentioned. And, of course, Pirates won.
Oh,
because
man.
Ninjas are dumb. And so that's
Pirates
pretty much
lack the agility and the intelligence.
You know what? We have style and cannons.
Ninja, you will not see ninjas.
We don't need to. We just blow everything up and drink more.
So what if you're on land?
Then we'll just drink some more.
No, I mean, like, what if the ninjas aren't on the sea? Are they sea ninjas?
They should be. You want to get to the pirates?
Anyway,
then you come to
continue.
Fine.
I just don't think it's not a fair matchup.
Well, yeah, that's because you lost.
That's
why you said
that. That's like, who,
you don't
win,
even own
who would win in a fight, soccer players or football wrestlers? And you're like, obviously football wrestlers. Like, that's unfair. You know,
so just because the Pirates
Pele
are good
be
at
to,
what we do, it's unfair. Maybe they just need to get good.
I just think that you can't compare like people who live their entire lives on the sea and like deal with water and maybe cannons to, in a game that you deal with like liquid and cannons. It's not a fair comparison.
Actually, fun fact, squids can't swim in water. In the game, not
people. I'm sorry.
I just blew your mind.
Yeah. You don't know enough about biology, man. You can go back to college.
It's one of those fourth wall, well, not really fourth wall, but one of the jokes that they made in it.
Oh, okay.
About why you die in water.
Anyway, please
go. Anyway, yeah, okay, so there was a little holiday that happened also. No, I don't think anyone really knew it happened. Halloween, St. Hallow's Eve or something.
Oh, I was legitimately thing. Confused. I was like,
oh, wow.
What are you talking about? What holiday happened?
And Halloween. Then, like, come on.
No, I know.
Yeah, so
I had a party. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. It was everything. Come on, keep up with life. Yeah, I went to one of his lame parties with lame people.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. As Team Rocket.
Sorry, used to be
friends.
And
then my friend Heather. Who needs friends? I have video games.
That's it. There's my friends. The guy with the gun is going to put two in me.
He's going to put two.
Unless I find his wife, Sadie.
Halloween, Team Rocket, me and my friend Heather, and her son was supposed to be Spider-Man, but in true little nerd style, he decided he wanted to be Batman at the last second, so we compromised, and he was Spider-Bat.
Spider-Bat.
Which
Spider-Bat.
Is terrifying.
Oh, man.
So that was my last week. What have you been doing with your life?
Man, I've been talking a lot about...
God, he never shuts up.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about Video Game Rewind and kind of starting to get that other side of the platform because now we have a network.
He's glaring at me.
We got even. No. It's not you. It's me. Because like I started a game series. I've played through Fear One all the way, and I've recorded the entire thing and with intention of like editing the video and doing all that stuff. But like playing the video games is easy. Editing the video and recording like thoughts is hard.
Having
thoughts is hard. Like being critical and you know, scrutinizing these video games, they're hard. And so I keep going to this thing. Like I played WildStar and I played this and I played that. I picked up Soma and started playing through Soma. Fantastic game. Really, really good stuff. And I'm essentially looking at games that I either kind of glossed over when they came out, or maybe they were too expensive, or maybe they were older games that I didn't play. Like I've played two out of three of the really good Prince of Persia games.
I played
Sands of Times, and then Two Kings or Two Princes or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't play that one. I did play Sands of Time.
I think I played the first one and the second one in the trilogy. I didn't play the newest one, Enemy Within or Warrior Within or whatever. Didn't play that one. So, but like I'm going back and I'm playing some of those games. I went and I spent a good bit of little money on goodoldgames.com and I got a bunch of stuff on Galaxy and now I'm going through and playing some of those games and just with the full intent of recording and doing, you know, doing some commentary. And it's really, really hard though. But I am getting better with like OBS and I think I have Elgato. It's the console, record console thing. I've done a lot with that to sort of get the infrastructure up. So even if I have to play through all these games again, I know.
So basically, you just got a whole bunch of nerd toys.
Well, no, that's not even the thing. Like it's not nerd toys. Like OBS is open source. Like you can download that right now, and especially with some older games that aren't like shadow playable or whatever.
Yeah. By the way, there's an overlay on NVIDIA just updated on my Windows 10 machine, and there's an overlay. And when I launch anything, it gets these two little icons in the right corner. Yeah. I haven't figured out how to get rid of them yet.
So you can go into GeForce Experience and shadow play and disable them. But yeah, so like I use shadow play when I can because it's GPU accelerated. Some of those games, though, don't use DirectX, like the original Tomb Raider. I want to do a series review on Tomb Raider from one all the way to the new one. And some of those games, like five or six of those games, don't use DirectX in a way that Shadowplay can hook into it. But OBS, Open Broadcast Splitter, can definitely do it. So I've been learning a lot about the different technologies, and I'm trying to develop that section of experience points a little bit more. It's not ready yet, and I started writing some material for it. I posted some posts. I put them in what's it called, like temporary status or review status status. Yeah. I didn't do anything with it, so I'm going to wait on that a little bit and kind of
push it. I will say that that's
out.
One thing I've learned about us trying to expand the platform is, man, content is hard.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Ooh-wee, it is.
I do have a lot more. I had some respect for YouTubers and reviewers of things, and now I have a lot more.
Yep.
It's
really cool. But I did find, I read a lot of blogs, and I found this one piece of hardware that I've never even heard of. It's called the Famicom Titler. Titler. I think it's the Famicom Titler.
Titler? Can we stick with Titler?
Okay. No. I won't be able to keep it together.
God.
So the Famicom Titler was. I think I read this on Kotaku or Gizmodo or whatever. It was a titillating. Yes. It was a way to record video game footage directly from. Well, no. It was a Famicom. Like you'd plug a video game into it. It was made by Sharp back in 1989. And it was for like $360 in 1989 money.
So that's like $3,000.
It was a lot of money. You'd plug a game into it, and then it has two controllers, but they look completely different. Like they look like Famicom controllers, which look very different in comparison to like Nintendo controllers, regular Nintendo. For those that don't know, Famicom's the regular Nintendo.
Right.
In Japan. So anyway, you were able to play the games and record directly on, or you'd be able to connect this device and connect it to like a video camera or VCR, record directly to that. But you could also do some things on the device itself. You could add subtitles. You can superimpose video inside a video. You could put clip
art
around.
Fancy,
you could do all this really cool stuff. So whereas I have all the software on my computer, like Premiere and Vegas Video and everything, and to record it, I have Shadowplay or OBS or a hardware device like the Elgato HD video game capture, some ancillary piece that I have to like put wires around and, you know, hope that it works. This was the all-inclusive sort of thing. And it looks like this big, giant black, like, I don't know, like a Jaguar
I'm looking at it. I don't know how to describe that. Is that a heat sink? Or
I don't
vents,
think so. I think it's just textured vents. And I'll try to remember to put something online, some picture of it or whatever, link the original article. But I thought it was really interesting because now I'm going through effectively the same thing with how we're recording everything and how we're putting video up or how we eventually will put video up. There's just so much you learn behind
there's
it.
There's so
many
buttons on this console thingy.
YouTube, so my thing is like you could record in the highest quality or you think you're recording in a very high quality like when your Nexus
4K
6
or
whatever. Right, you have like a phone that records in really high quality. And then YouTube will say, we'll take that thing and encode it down and re-encode it and transcode it down into several different resolutions so that people with terrible internet, like myself, can watch videos with less lag. And then people with great internet, like Bear, can watch videos, you know, in stunning quality. But it's doing a lot of the legwork on its end. So now that I'm producing more videos, I think I should care more about the video coming in, like the source, because it can't be better than the source. The output, and then the output has to be representative.
Garbage out.
At the same time, it can't be several gigabytes large. You know, I can't have 30 gigabytes
Google
and then upload that to YouTube.
Has space.
No, I mean,
I know there's an
I will never
limit.
Be able to upload it. I'll die before that. So,
Fair point.
So yeah, this
you
past
carry the bits
this
over.
Past weekend was a lot of just kind of introspective, getting the infrastructure up and ready, getting. I need a list. I need a whiteboard. I need a list. I need to figure it out.
Whiteboards are always the first step.
Yes, planning. Planning is the
get
most
some
important
post-its.
Step. Yes, post-its
are
everywhere.
Good. Yeah,
post-its everywhere. Like
and
memento.
Then some yarn.
And some yarn to connect the post-its.
Yeah, and then you'll have a conspiracy wall.
We're going to cut
we'll
to a few,
know you're crazy.
We're going to cut to two songs. We're coming back. Talk about a little bit of news. This is Outbreak by Saber Pulse, and then Kingdom Hearts by Play a Video Game Symphony. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Kingdom Hearts by Play a Video Game Symphony. It was a live recording. Pretty cool. Before that,
awesome.
Outbreak by Saber Pulse. So really good stuff from those guys. Or from Saber Pulse and then those series of musicians, I guess. In the
other guys.
The Symphony.
Saber Pulse and Company.
And the Symphony. Huey Lewis and the News, everyone.
I just rocked Radio World.
Oh, it's okay.
I hit my mic.
So let's talk about something that we've been kind of experiencing in video games for
points.
A little bit.
We've been experiencing points.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Come on. Catch up.
Video games.
I played one or two in my life.
Well, video games, we play them on consoles, unless you play them on PC. But
I saw
his mouth. He was like, "You would play it on consoles," and he's like,
"No!" I gotta admit, whenever I went to Great Halo 4, I literally felt like a dirty console peasant because I had to dig this thing out. I'm like, I don't want to.
And on previous gen, which
just
is actually is
put
that,
it in.
It's actually sort of what we're talking about because they didn't make a Halo 5 for because Halo 5 got released. I think. Either this past week or 2 weeks ago, Halo 5 got released on Xbox One. It doesn't matter. They didn't make one for Xbox 360 though.
No, they want you to buy their new console.
Right. So what we're talking about is sort of the opposite, right? So back in September, we didn't really report on it because you and I aren't really Battlefield or Call of Duty people. Like we don't really.
I enjoyed COD 4 Modern Warfare. The single player campaign was amazing.
Right. Right.
I think that was actually the original Modern Warfare.
Yes, that was the
kind of
the
started
one.
Everything.
They kept the same.
They kind
of
went a weird direction.
They kept all
like
the Modern Warfare games have a complete storyline.
Yeah,
and then
do.
they reinvented themselves with Black Ops and you know I think maybe Modern Warfare the new or Advanced Warfare that's a different one now too and
right. I don't know. I can't keep up with it.
It's
all,
hard. Call
honestly.
Of Duty used to be easy because it was all in World War II and trenches, but now it's hard because it's in the future and it's in the past and then it's everywhere.
I
so
no.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is slated to come out pretty soon. I can't even remember. It's soon. Anyway, but the question back in September was, you know, are they gonna do it for the previous gen? So for PlayStation 3, for Xbox 360, and you know they said, yeah, we're gonna do it. But Treyarch isn't going to code it. It's going to be another company, Beenox and Mercenary Technology. They're going to effectively be in charge of the port. And
so you're offload porting it from
Gender. Treyarch's doing the big thing for Xbox One and for PS4, and then for PS3 and for Xbox 360, they're going to give it to Beenox and Mercenary Technology. They're going to take care of that, and they're just going to supervise. And everything was on board: single player campaign, multiplayer, all the DLC that was going to come out.
All you got to do is change a variable, right?
Right. Apparently.
Yeah.
But we didn't say this in September, but back in September, they said that they're not doing the campaign mode on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 versions.
Okay, so you're literally buying for just the single player or multiplayer.
The multiplayer, yeah. They're going to do the multiplayer, but then...
Okay.
And they
I kind of feel... Well, honestly, that's not a bad direction, because I think people don't really play it for the story anymore. I could be wrong. Correct me.
Yeah, I think I bought the last two Battlefields, not Hardline, Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4, trying to get into the story. And it was more just like a slightly elaborate tech demo. You know, it was hey, these are all the things you could put in the engine. We'll patch them out in the multiplayer, though. To quote Treyarch, they say, quote, "The ambitious scope of the 1-4-player co-op campaign design of the PS4, Xbox One, and PC versions could not be faithfully recreated on old generation hardware." So cool. That's fine.
Yeah.
The the
lower res textures.
Lower res textures, mm-hmm. You know, and in a newer post, they've sort of updated and said that it'll be between 30 and 60 frames per second. Won't be locked at 60, which, you know, that used to not be a big deal. It totally is now with HD textures. 60 right. frames a second is the minimum, you know? It's like any less, you start to see a problem. So with the single player...
I get motion sick.
I don't know if I get motion sickness, but I definitely can tell. And especially if it's locked at 30, that's not so bad. But saying it's 30 to 60, that means that I'll see 60 frames and I'll notice when it's not.
Absolutely.
Like I'll have 30 frames to not notice, you know? Anyway, they're not going to do the single player for Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And as kind of like a boon to the people that don't want to pay full price for that, they're docking $10 off. They're taking $10 off.
So the entire single player campaign was worth $10.
Right. So that's sort of...
Yeah, so they don't need it anyway.
That's sort of one of those things. It's like, if it's only $10, if that's what you're going to price the single player campaign at, I don't feel like you put any effort into it. Well, no, I would really like... just the single player campaign for $10, and then if I want more,
that would be nice.
If I want more, and I've said this on the show before, I want to be able to grab, you know, the single player experience, and then if the game is so good for multiplayer, then let me do that. Some games are too attached, like Destiny. You can't have a single player and a multiplayer separate experience. You can be a single player soloing in a world where you just as easily could go and get somebody to help you. They may come and help you anyway because they're nice. Yeah, right, Destiny players. But, you know, it's not a separate single player and then multiplayer where people are there experience. Right. In this case, it was, and it's only worth $10. But anyway, the whole point sort of begged the question, like, well, why is anyone really supporting these previous generation consoles anymore? I mean, we've got...
They have to have a huge user base still.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, why continue to make big, giant AAA games for the older user base when we've had PS4 and we've had Xbox One for over a year now? We've, you know, probably going on more a year and a half to 2 years since we're coming up to holiday season. It's getting to a point where we're like, at what point do you kind of not develop for the old hardware anymore?
That is always a hard decision to make.
I know PS2, and we had the stat, I can't remember what the date was.
PS2 ran forever,
even well into a year or 2 years into the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And I appreciated it, but the problem was there's such a jump, I think, from PS3 or from PS2 to PS3.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if there is more of a jump from PS3 to PS4 or from Xbox 360 to Xbox One. I would expect that probably there is, but practically there isn't. You know, because you see big budget games. You see games like Destiny that were on Xbox 360 and PS3 and they're also on PS4 and Xbox One. And, yeah, you could tell you're playing the PS3 version or the Xbox One version or the PS4 version, but it's not so staggering of a difference versus I can only imagine what it would look like if it was a PS2 version and a PS3 version Xbox original version and an Xbox 360
version. Remember, by PS2, we really just started getting down 3D graphics.
Right, right. Everything before that was, you know, JRPGs and sprite-based still. We were just delivering
thing. We had 3D things on the PlayStation, but that, come on.
Yeah, yeah. It was 3D by definition only, not 3D by representation. So, I mean, anyway, so you were talking about you think there's still a large user base. Turns out that Treyarch...
I believe that would be the reason to keep it alive.
Treyarch, or Activision rather, revealed that there are still about 12 million monthly active users for the three-year-old Black Ops 2, which wasn't on new hardware. That is the old generation.
Right.
So PS3, Xbox 360, Black Ops 2, 12 million monthly active users. Well, not...
Is that paid service?
It's just playing. Okay. They run the servers, so they can see those statistics.
Yeah, that's
but they're
point.
Still playing. You can even see that over the each quarter of the previous gen, once we had the new generation, mm-hmm. the current gen, I guess, every quarter there would be more people getting into Black Ops 2.
Is there something really good about Black Ops 2 specifically?
It was the last new version of Black Ops. It was the latest version of Black Ops before Black Ops 3. So it's hard to say, like, oh, you're wasting your money making that for the old consoles when there's 12 million active users on the previous gen that still play on the previous gen that, I mean, they may have a PS4. I have a PlayStation 3 and a PlayStation 4. I don't have any games that overlap. And I'm not sure that that's really a big deal. I'm not sure that they're going to do anything where, hey, you bought Black Ops 2, you can carry your save file or your, I don't even know what that means, you know, like keep your leveling
just get
stuff.
A PC.
Right. So they are still on board the old generation. And I think this is sort of like, that makes a lot of sense. 12 million users, you make the game for the old generation.
Well, yeah.
That's where your money's at, you know. You're not trying to, Activision isn't trying to sell you a console.
No,
Sony should never endorse.
That's why you're not going to have a Halo on the 360.
I don't think they still make Wii games. Nintendo makes first party Wii games. They might. Honestly,
They may. But the Wii U will literally boot the dashboard for the Wii.
Oh, so you can buy a Wii game and play it on the Wii. Yeah, okay, so well, fair enough.
Nintendo's a special case, and their business model is completely different from everyone else.
Yes, they're always trying to be crazy.
They made Yarn Yoshi, so come on.
Yarn Yoshi.
Just saying.
You get to unravel the mystery of who Yoshi is this November, everyone.
Wow.
We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a little bit more news. This is History Repeating 1 and 2 by The Megas. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by The Megas. We're almost out of time, but before we go, we're going to talk about one last thing, then we're going to play some music for you. So, we've been kind of covering for a while now, before Metal Gear Solid 5 was released and then after it was released, the slow, crazy...
We may have mentioned it a time or two.
Yeah. We've been covering the slow, crazy decline of, like, Konami. And some people don't look at this as a decline. Some look at this as, like, a valid business
going
strategy.
Going in a different direction, not picking up your option.
Repurposing this or whatever. So, Kojima... Hideo Kojima, famous from Metal Gear Solid creator, Hideo Kojima anyway, was working for Konami, and they eventually let him go. That kind of came out at some point. This sort of happened in weird stages. Before that, Silent Hills was canceled.
Right.
PT, the playable teaser, was taken off the PS4, the PlayStation Store, whatever.
It really looked good, honestly.
Yep, I still have my copy installed.
You still have it? I was wondering if it was going to let you still play.
So No. You can still play it. You just can't download it anymore. At one point, my hard drive will die. I'll just have to keep copies of it. But and then over time, you know, Konami's removed Kojima's name off of all the box art, though it's in the game a lot. Kojima started releasing these videos of, like, you know, people saluting him and, like, everybody just goodbye Kojima, sort of like a send off, and that was really cool. But it got crazier now recently. Konami has now closed Konami LA. Konami Los Angeles has, and this was today, I think, at 2 a.m. they updated, and this is November 4th that they updated this, but Konami LA was in charge of Metal Gear Solid Online, so they were working on the online part, which it deployed successfully earlier last month or mid last month for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3, I think, and Xbox, the Xbox platform. PC is waiting until January to do it, but they're probably done. They're probably just doing some bug fixes or whatever. I have the official statement printed out. It says, Konami has made the decision to close its Los Angeles studio, effective immediately, due to the product development resources being restructured into a more centralized unit. This facility contributed to the recent Metal Gear Solid games. Konami will continue its operations to support all Metal Gear Solid titles, including the recently launched Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain, and Metal Gear Online. Metal Gear Online is still scheduled to release for PC, Steam in January of 2016. End press release.
That's random.
You know, no. It doesn't really seem that random. And I say it doesn't seem that random.
Mainly
because, yeah. So, like, they're getting into the they're continuing their move to get into the Japanese gambling pachinko market and mobile games.
Yeah, because reasons.
Well, you know,
the money is there.
They're always going to make soccer games. You know, they're always going to make the FIFA games, the World Cup games, or whatever. They're always going to make games that are going to sell very,
dollars,
very easily.
They've
said several times that we're not getting rid of Silent Hills and we're not getting rid of Metal Gear Solid as IPs. And that worries me. Like, I wish they could just sell the rights to that.
I
agree. Can Konami just, or Kojima just buy, like, can that be what he does? Can he go to another creator?
That would be awesome.
And they say, oh, yeah, literally, Blizzard, throw money at them. Activision, throw money at them. Harmonix, you want to do Rock Band in a crazy way? Rock Band Mega Edition, do that. So, you know, I feel like
that's... World's Greatest Spy, Rock Band Edition.
I feel like there's definitely some options to do that, but without releasing the IPs. And, I mean, there's more than this, that. There's, you know, Zone of the Enders that they'll never make another one of. There's... they probably own Police Knots and Snatchers, so he can't do that, you know. And you know, that was a time and place for those video games. But I'm sure he'll go on to do other things. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting and worth mentioning. They finally closed Konami LA. That was bound to happen.
At 2 a.m.
Well, that's just probably a time where... in Japanese time.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Yeah, so I mean, it's probably just...
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
We are out of time, Bear. It happens every week. We haven't figured out this whole stop time thing. So we can...
working on it.
100 days there, Morty. 100 days. Just do MG and Bear. 100 days of experience points.
We got it.
100 minutes. Speaking of hundreds. Speaking of hundreds. This, I believe, is our 99th episode on the website. Our 99th episode on iTunes. So once I upload all the episodes, we will have 99 episodes, including this one. Our next episode will be our 100th.
You do realize that's a big deal.
It's
we're going to have to
There's literally almost an episode for 2 years every week. You can listen to two episodes every week, and we've almost got you. We've almost got you. We've been doing this for a good bit, and... you know, we'll do a little bit more next week. We'll say thank you a little bit more, but thank you in advance.
We're going to hit level 100.
We are going to hit level 100. Before we do that for this expansion.
We'll have to expand. Ha!
Before we leave, let's go ahead and tell you about a couple things. What is the website, Bear?
exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
We also have social media at exppoints.com/social. Check it out. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff. You want to play video games with us, exppoints.com/servers. You can check out all the cool stuff like Minecraft and just .. anything else. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We're going to leave you with two songs and we're going to get out of here. This is The World is Saved by Danny Weissner and Throwing Fire by Ronald Jenkins. Thank you again for listening. You've been hearing this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
And 90.9 FM KSLU.
The world.